Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday in Los Angeles. It's your girl, Monique Leray. This is The Startup. Thank you so much for tuning in on a very, very hot Sunday before Labor Day. How's everybody doing? I'm back in my car, back in California. We are looking to do some casting coming up. So we are on our quarantine week this week. Just to give you guys an update for some of the viewers and listeners who aren't up to date with what I've been up to with casting and production, we are doing a Pandic documentary, and it's myself, Gentry Stanley, and we just brought on Christopher John Lysette, and he is going to be the narrator for the film. And so we're traveling around the U.S., and we're aiming for 20 cities, going currently to 16, and we are looking for pandemic stories. So I think if you started off with me in the beginning, you guys realized that I'm a reality TV producer, and this is a new format for me, and my background is production. So we often talk about casting and production on this show, as well as startup businesses. So that's what we're up to right now, and it's been quite an adventure. Lots to share on the road, and what we are doing, I want you guys to know, we're being very responsible. We quarantine in between trips, so I've got my mask here, and I'm out, but we don't, you know, we're not out and about. We quarantine within 14 days. We come home, and then, you know, get back on the road. Lots of PPE is being used, and we're finding really interesting stories on the road. I want to share with you guys some of the cities that we've already been in and give you a glimpse on where we're going next. So as of today, which is right before Labor Day, September 6th, we have been to Chicago, Illinois, Birmingham, Alabama, Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Hollywood, California, Las Vegas, Nevada, and San Francisco, California. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and I feel like we're missing something. So we're on our, it'll be our 9th or 10th city starting on the 14th of September. So we're looking for, let me tell you guys what we're looking for, okay? So I'll be very specific because we want we kind of want to showcase everybody in this time, essential workers, you know, and that's hospital, that's, you know, restaurants, gas station workers, airport workers, people who are essential to our day in and day out needs, grocery store, hair, nails. You know, I see that some of them are back open here in California, and it's different all over the country, depending on your numbers, I believe, depending on the CDC guidelines, the state guidelines, and what your numbers are. So if you're in a lower area, and you are an essential worker and you're working, we would love to hear from you. Let me give you guys the email before I continue my ramble. Our email to finish your picture and your name and your title is Cap Aquarius Media. So just C-A-P, like Capricorn, and Aquarius Media at gmail.com. C-A-P Aquarius at gmail.com. And we are looking to cast today will be November 1st of this year. Some really exciting news. I'm so grateful. I want to give a shout out to my production partner, Jason Williams, J. Will from BUTV out in Ohio. Thank you so much. He is coordinating a extended viewing trailer event. We're going to stream through the Roku channel this winter. And that's going to be, you know, really exciting because you guys are going to see the first look of our pandemic project documentary. So a shout out to Jason Williams out in Ohio at J. Will Productions and BUTV. We're really excited to have partnered up with him and be streaming this extended trailer through the Roku channel. All right. That was long-winded. Let me get my my coffee here. How's everybody doing? We have two guests today. I'm waiting for my first guest to chime in. I know that things happen, we're all entrepreneurs trying to make it happen during a pandemic and a heat wave, and, you know, things happen. But we definitely have someone coming up at 4:30, so I might just recap and talk your ear off until then. Give me 1 second. Let me sip my my Starbucks here. Shout out to Starbucks. Thank you for the beautiful drink. I also want to talk with you guys about some other things coming up. As we slowly, you know, move towards opening up carefully, respectfully to the guidelines and the areas, you know, numbers, safety is always first, but we are looking forward to 2021. I'm going to call 2020 a wash for any real events that I'll be doing with my company and my network. But we are looking towards the future of 2021. We're looking at Oscars Week gifting suite, March/April of next year, depending on what the county in LA says and how it's going, you know, with the numbers there. So if you have a brand, if you've got an idea that in this time of pandemic, you have sat and, you know, pondered and come up with something really interesting, we would love to hear about it. We're looking for innovative ideas and things all the time, beautiful ideas that we can showcase in front of celebrities, producers, notable people that can help you get visibility for your brand in their gifting suite. And we do them every quarter, and we would love to have you aboard. And any invention or product is welcome. Last year, we had a lot of cannabis. I know that there was a lot of cannabis on board, and rightfully so. It's the hot thing out here and everywhere. So if you've got, you know, perfume, candles, jewelry, I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors, Archery Jewelry in Bali, Indonesia. Lota is the owner there, and you can look up at Archery. So that's what we're doing. You can email me, the startup with Monique Larray at gmail.com or capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And I would love to speak with you about getting your product in front of people. Let's go down the list of things we have coming up here in the next few weeks. We've got a lot of great guests. We have Christina Biddle, Charpentier Biddle, our Southern Belle badass. She's our money gal. She'll be coming up here in the next few weeks. We've got Loda from Archery Jewelry in Bali coming up. She's also an owner of a cafe, Smorgas Cafe in Bali, and they do amazing Nordic and Balinese cuisine. She'll be coming on and cooking for us and showing us how to get ready for the holidays, as a lot of people will be at home, entertaining family and friends. Who else we have come up? We've got a lot of people coming up. So thank you so much for letting me kind of get through all that. And yes, I want to give a shout out to Sherlina Allen. She is our guest today. I think maybe she's just busy or en route or having a technical issue, but we want to give lots of love to her. Please stay cool, Sherlina. We'll see you soon. And you guys, she does hair. So if you need your hair done, you know, give her a shout. And she's, of course, COVID compliant and masked up and sanitized to do that. Sherlina Allen on Instagram, Facebook, and we're working on a website. So we'll see that really soon. What else is going on out there, you guys? Hopefully you're staying safe. And I know that the quarantine is a bummer. Hopefully we will get some medicine in the next little while. How do you guys feel about that? Not to get, you know, into any politics, because that's not what my show is, but we can speak about, like, you know, viruses and medicine for a moment. How are you guys feeling? Reach out to me, DM me on Instagram, the startup with Monique Larray, L-O-R-E. And what are your thoughts? I mean, if we're entrepreneurs and we are coming up with a solution and a vaccine and we want people to feel good, and we're excited about it, that could be a positive thing. Is it too soon? What are your thoughts on that? I wonder. How long has it taken, you know, to get any other vaccines through in the past, I wonder? These are all things we can look at the past and kind of learn how our future might look. So I'd be interested to hear from you. Also, we're still asking the question, what did you do with your stimulus money? I posed that question on the Instagram. We really want to hear from you. I would love to know what you guys have done with that money. Did you reinvest it in your business? Did you pay rent with it? Did you buy groceries? There's no wrong answer. We're all trying to make it and survive. I also want to know how creative you've been in this time. Have you branched off from your brand and added subsidiaries and things that could be movable online? Have you decided to hang your hat until 2021, which is still completely understandable? What have you done in this time? I was telling a good friend the other day, and I think I even mentioned it when it first started here in California, my area of California, in March, that I wanted to make sure I used this time and I didn't lose months and a year. You know, as an entrepreneur, as someone that has put in over a decade of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, and sacrifices, and you're seeing things kind of come to fruition, having this year kind of be wiped out is kind of a non-negotiable, right? It's a no-go. So how are you guys utilizing this time? I promised myself that I wouldn't waste any of this time. Everything has shifted. Online spaces, we're building websites, we're doing logos, brand placement online. I've also been maximizing my time re-educating myself and taking classes. I'm looking to take the bar in a few years, a couple years. So that's really exciting. And I think around Christmas time, finishing my book. And it's called A Ratchet Road Tale of a Reality TV Producer, because there's been many road tales that have been ratchet producing reality TV. And it's called Token Reality Book. And I hope to have that coming out, you know, first quarter next year. So for me, it's been a smorgasbord of what can I do while I'm quarantined to make sure creatively and financially I'm okay. And I think it's a good question to ask ourselves, because now it's September, it's the beginning of the month, and we have about 3 more months left in the year, and we want to see if we can set ourselves up for success for the beginning of next year and perhaps, you know, flourish in 2021. So that's my thought on that. And let's see if you guys can send me a DM or an email if you have questions about how to move your business to the online space. I'm available to help you with that through our subsidiary company called The Followship Company. And we help you get your followership up. And it's a play on words, you know, of fellowship and followship. So a shout out to everybody just trying to make it and, you know, trying to get through this rough time. Cheers to you guys. I hope you're staying cool. Let's see, there's some cream there. I like my iced coffee with a little cream and sugar. What have you guys been watching on TV? Let's talk about that. I'm really excited about a new show on HBO Max called Lovecraft Country. I really love it. Her name is Journey Smollett. She's so talented. You probably first saw her perform on Eve by You. It's a film back in the day. Really beautiful performance there. And she's just a talented person. Really great. I think Keenan Peele is one of the producers and directors. And I think it's a Monkey Paw production. Shout out to everybody on the cast. What a great show. I haven't had much time to watch TV. But when I find a little time to steal away, I do that. So that's what the show I'm recommending these days. Let's see what else we have for you guys. Let's go through some things. Let's go through some logistics about production, shall we? If you are someone that documentary, here's what we need from you. We need to know, you know, who you are, your name, first of all. We prefer you to be 18 and over. If you are a minor, you would have to be accompanied by your parent, of course. But what we're really looking for are people, boots on the ground, essential workers. You know, I really want to hear from you guys. You know, people that are really just day in and day out trying to make a living and survive. What's your point of view on all this? Do you feel scared? Do you feel safe? Do you feel that your job is in jeopardy? Have you lost your job? What have been some of the struggles you've had during this pandemic? We really want to hear from you. We're looking for every type of job. When I tell you everything, we mean everything. I think what we want to make sure is that each aspect of this thing is covered. We don't want to underrepresent people. You know, that are in the dentistry field, if you want to reach out to us, we'd love to interview you. So let's give you the rundown of where we're going next, okay? You know we're going to be in Miami from the 14th of this month to the 17th. We will be in San Juan, Puerto Rico from the 17th to the 20th. And then next after that, we'll be in New York, Manhattan, June 21 through 24. And then we'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina, just for a moment, just for a quick moment, to interview a few people. So if you're in that area or you can meet us in Greensboro and you have a story, please email me. It's Cap Aquarius Media, CapAquarius at gmail.com. Furthermore, you can DM us at Cap Aquarius for you. Those areas. Then we will quarantine for 14 days and, you know, have some time down. And we will look for people in the next following areas. We'll be in Santa Monica, Malibu area, and LAX. And that will be in October 9th and 10th. And these are tentative dates, but they might change by a day or so, depending on our quarantine and our logistics. Those are the, you know, this is the time frame. After we move from that area, we're going to fly out to Honolulu, Hawaii. You know, I was speaking with someone who lived in Honolulu. And I know that you guys, or actually he lives in Kauai, and I know that there's a, you know, a serious quarantine in place. So respective to us touching down there within 3 days and testing negative for myself and my crew, we will be there. And we'll be looking for the stories of people on the island. We'll be on the island of Waikiki, Honolulu, and that'll be from the 11th. It's looking like we'll be there. Bear with me, guys. So many days. I'm doing pretty good off the top of my head, right? Oh, yeah. So we'll be going there October 11th. It looks like through the 15th. And then I've never been to this place before, Anchorage, Alaska. We're going deep and wide in the U.S. in territories and areas. So from Puerto Rico, we'll get all the way over to Anchorage, Alaska. So who's shout out to Anchorage. Anybody out there? We'll be there October 16th through the 20th. Tentative dates and times. Again, all pending on quarantine, respect to the rules of the airline and the cities that we're flying to. Let me give you a little bit of more background about my cast and crew. The cast that will be with me and crew, Gentry Stanley, he's a veteran. Shout out to Gentry, how you boy producer. He's the guy you bring on the road with you during a pandemic. He is absolutely on the money. He knows how to get things done in stressful situations. Shout out to Gentry. Thank you so much for your level of expertise and getting the right shot out there and really supporting me in the field. I really appreciate you and putting up with me, right? Because it's a lot. It's a lot to do at the same time. So shout out to him. I also want to say congratulations to Christopher John. He's on board with us. It's going to be a really interesting project. We can't give it all away, but the three of us together, our dynamic on the road is really something to watch. And we're capturing people's stories while, you know, interacting with one another. So again, our show, our film is called The Pandemic Project Documentary. And we've had a blast so far. And bringing Christopher John on board, it's his first time being on camera. And kind of realistically, well, it's not my first time being on camera, but, you know, as producers, Gentry and I, we tend to lean towards being behind the scenes, you know. I don't consider myself an on-air talent, but it's something that we're going to do and try, and 2020 is definitely the year of adjustment and trying something new. So that's the insight on our program. We're really excited to bring you something at the end of the year, winter 2020, so that when you close out 2020 and you have, you know, the people around you that you care and you love, you can reflect on 2020 and have something really entertaining to watch. And that's the Pandemic Project documentary that we're doing. I want to give, because we have about 9 minutes until our guest is going to call in, maybe a few minutes left. Let me make sure to give lots of love to our sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg and family, carrying on the tradition of her father's wine brand. And she's second generation, family owned, thank you so much, Leah, for all your love and support and continuing to keep us on the air. Big shout out to you and all the people who do support us, you know, that are offline, that like to be unnamed and still remain supportive. Thank you so much for what you do. And I appreciate the support more than ever these days. All right, you guys, I want to say cheers with my coffee. Happy Labor Day. I need a little sugar, guys. I put a little in there. I need a little bit more. What else do I want to cover while I have you before we get into it? Calvin Napper is our guest today coming up here. He's an artist, musician. He travels on the road with really, really well-known bands. And it's a pleasure to have him come in with us here in a little bit from North Carolina. And I want to also put this bug in your ear, everybody. I'm going to be working on my Wino Swag. It's a subsidiary of the Wine Caterers, which is another business of mine. I'm partnered with Michael Solberg Family Wines to bring you some stuff for the holidays. I know it's going to be slim this year for a lot of us, and I respect that. I know that you're going to need some wine, and maybe you want some cute little knickknacks to go with it. And so I'm working on getting the T-shirts and the wine glasses and the wine, you know, respective to how shipments are going. So stay tuned. Follow us on Wino Swag on Instagram, and it's spelled WINEAUX Swag. The Wine Caterers, and it's spelled The Wine Caterers with an X. All right. And big shout out to our girl, Lady Ray J. How you doing, Lady Ray J? In St. Louis. And TOKOBL Radio. Hope I said it right. Thanks for the love out there, you guys. Ronan, do we have anybody standing by? I'm excited to get my guest on. Let's see if he's standing by. In a couple minutes. All right. Well, everybody, if you're not following me already, please check out my page on Instagram, Monique, LoreStinson, Monique Larae Stinson. And you can follow us on the Startup with Monique Larae, Capital Aquarius Media, The Wine Caterers. Those are all of our Instagram handles, as well as on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Find me there as well. You can also find me on LinkedIn and Facebook. All right. I think we're going to have our guest here soon. Let's see what we've got. Calvin, are you standing by? All right. We're still waiting. That's okay. Hey, it's hard to do a podcast on a holiday weekend when it's 110 degrees, you guys. I live at the beach. It's 110 degrees today at the beach. But we're going to power through it. Thank God we have AC. And, woo, here we go. All right. Let's see what we've got. All right. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to give you guys some of the most exciting news. September 16th, I will be in Miami doing the pandemic documentary casting, but we're going to do a live event. Live from South Beach with MTV star Dan Renzi. He's now a nurse. So we're going to talk to him about how he transitioned from being a reality star to a nurse in a pandemic. It's going to be an epic interview. We're also going to have Chef Corey, celebrity chef from LA. She'll be zooming in live, cooking something up, showing us how to do it. And I'm going to have Dr. No. Dr. No's a local out there in South Beach, in Delray Beach. He'll be joining us as well. So it's going to be a really fun time. We should be poolside. So please join me at a special time, September 16th. And that'll be at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, here on LA Talk Radio. All right, you guys. Let's see. We're waiting patiently. We'll see what happens. Hey, Ronan, do we have anybody? That's all right. We're going to figure it out. Everybody. Let me ask you guys this. And this is something that I've been contemplating. And as an entrepreneur, we have so many things to be grateful for, right? Business owners. What's the thing you're most grateful for at this time as an entrepreneur, starting up a business, keeping a business during a pandemic? What are you most grateful for? I've been pondering that. I can honestly say my health. I can honestly say my friends and family members that, you know, really get it and support the mission, right? I think that's something that we have to always remember and be thankful for, and reach out to those people that support you as a business owner, and give them thanks, you know, let them know that you're really grateful. And I think it brings more abundance, and it brings more success. So a shout out to everybody that supports my channel, supports me as an entrepreneur, loves me, supports me. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. And I'm excited. I'm excited, actually, to speak to Calvin. So let's see if he's chiming in. He should be here any minute. The anticipation's killing me. All right. In the meantime, I want to also point out that we are going to be in the following areas late October, early November. Okay, so we're going to be in St. Louis, Missouri. Shout out to Lady Ray J and all my listeners there. St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City area of Missouri. If you guys have a story and you want to be featured on the documentary, we really want to hear from you, okay? It's looking like we'll be there the top of November. So first week of November, give me a shout out beforehand if you can. And we would love to have you come and do some casting. And let me explain to you kind of how the casting goes so you aren't so nervous, because we are, you know, COVID compliant, and we want to respect the rules. We usually do the interviews outside, more than 6 feet apart, use that Zoom lens. If we are indoors, you are spaced way out away from us, masked up during the interview, and then if you are speaking on camera, we have to take your mask off, but we'll keep ours on, and you are far away. There's sanitizer. We are super duper quarantined about it. So if you have any more questions, you can definitely email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. It covers it. I don't think there's any more questions about that. We might actually add Nashville, Tennessee to the casting. And we're looking at New Orleans, Amarillo, Texas, Denver, Colorado, and I think that's it. I think that'll cap us out for cities. And, you know, again, we're also doing Zoom interviews and gathering stories that way. So if you guys have, you know, a story and you can't make it to the casting, and that's fine, and you want to, you know, email us, do that. And we will get you an application and vet your story and see where we go from there. All right, let's check in and see. Ronan, do I have anybody in my waiting room? Let's see if we do. Is there anybody there? All right. Well, let's see what else we can cover. There's really a lot of stuff that I can sit here and cover with you guys. I want to make sure that everybody is registered to vote. Whoever you're going to vote for, again, the show is not political, but make sure that you are registered. You know, my friend often says this, and I think it's true. Yeah. If you're not registered, you can't vote. Oh, there we go. And there we go. Calvin! How are you, Calvin? Happy Labor Day.
Great. Thanks.
Oh my God, your studio looks amazing. So for the viewers and the listeners who don't know who you are, why don't you introduce to us?
One napper. I'm a drummer. That's what I do for a career, a profession. I'm a drummer. I play drums professionally. For the last 10 years, I've been playing drums for Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. And for most of my career, for about 27 years, that's what I've done professionally, is I'm a drummer. That's what I've always aspired to do. And that's what I've been doing. So that's who I am.
Nice. How fun is that? Frankie Beverly and Maze. For everybody that doesn't know Frankie Beverly and Maze by name, which I don't know how they put it, but you know, not everybody's our age. give us some notable titles that perhaps people would know.
Yeah, as far as
songs, yeah, that they would know.
Oh, from Frankie Beverly. Yeah, sure. Well, of course, like I was Sardine.
That's right.
Happy Feelings.
Yes.
And Before I Let Go, which we all should know, you know, that's like, you know, Beyonce redid that song last year. It's like she did it. She redid that song for like the HBCU thing, that whole thing. And so those three songs in particular. And of course, We Are One.
Yes, We Are you One. Know? Such a timely song right now, by the way.
It really is. I mean, yeah.
So, Calvin, tell us, it sounds like you've had quite an adventurous, successful career thus far, and I'm sure 2020 has kind of taken you off the road. Why don't you share with us a little bit about how that's changed for you and, you know, your experiences with music this year?
So 2020 has been, it's been an experience for us all, of course, you know what I'm saying? Like this thing hit us, it blindsided us all. We didn't see it coming, but, I could say for myself, I could say that I was prepared, you know what I'm saying? Because, the saying, you know, save for a rainy day, you know? So during this whole time, this time hasn't been a time of, you know, financial hardships for me or whatever. I've been able to work on music. I just completed an album entitled Making Moves in July last month. Well, I'm sorry. This is September now. So 2 months ago, it came around the end of July. So I was able to complete that. You know, I was able to call on a lot of my musician friends that I wanted to be on the album on certain songs because everybody's home doing the same thing, you know. Yeah. Work music and trying
or in
to get
their car, or in their hotel rooms.
That's right. And it's like, so, and that's what I've been doing. I've been doing that, and I've been riding my mountain bike a lot.
Nice.
Just trying to stay healthy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cardio is important. So that's something I've always done anyway. It's just, you know, just to try to stay healthy as far as like doing cardio and that whole thing. So, but yeah, I've been working on music and, recording drums here at home in my home studio for clients and stuff. I don't know if you can see behind me, but I'm in my studio now. So I've been doing a lot of that and, you know, still involved with my church's virtual worship services on Sundays. And, you know, so, yeah. And it's just
that's
been
good.
Yeah.
You've been keeping yourself contained. And like you say, you saved for a rainy day. And boy, is it raining this year. And so the rain's not getting you because you've prepared.
It's raining, but it's almost like it's raining, but I can't even feel the rain.
That's really great to hear. And I'm glad that someone, you know, out there is, you know, benefiting from this time to be with their family and do the virtual music at your church and to write more music. I think that there's another side to this, and that can be where you can be in a space and maximize your time. So congratulations. That's great.
Praise God. All I can say.
Yes, absolutely. So Cal, I want you to kind of delve in for us, if you could, our viewers and listeners, you know, if they're interested in getting into the music business and they want to go on the road with their favorite band or, you know, create a band, what tips would you give someone, the novice musician, an artist, on how to get on the road when this is over, of course.
When this is over, well, you know, I think the thing is, I don't want, like, if that's something that you aspire to do, whether you aspire to get on the road or if you're working on music, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the thing of it is you have to work on music that's whatever it is that inspires you, whatever it is that, you know, everybody's different when it comes to, you know, I've often heard Frankie Beverly say you can't go with the, you know, the flavor of the week. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to do the thing that you, you know, want to do, the thing that's in you. And it's like you have to believe in that and yeah. do that. And then, like, if you aspire to get on the road with artists and that kind of thing, you have to kind of network, you know, get out, let people know that, you know, you're available, you know, and that you want to do that. But in the meantime, you have to kind of, in preparation for that, you have to, like, whatever genre of music that you want to get into, you know, study that, you know what I'm saying, and try to link up with musicians that's doing that thing that you want to do. And, yeah. but, and I know in this time right now, it's kind of hard because we're in this pandemic and there's not a lot of,
networking and events. Yeah.
Getting out in front of people because, you know, we're practicing social distancing and, you know, we have to wear our mask and blah, blah, blah. But it's funny, but because I just did a gig here locally last night, nice. Place, it was great. I mean, it was like, man, it was phenomenal. And it's like, I hadn't done that in so long. And it was like, it felt great just to be, you know, on stage and to do that again. But
around humans. It's like, oh my God.
But a lot of that is not happening right now because of the climate, the times that we're in, you know what I mean? And
And
I mean, because of the climate of the times that we're in right now, I guess it kind of could be a little bit difficult to like kind of do the networking thing, you know what I'm saying? To get out, to kind of do those things. But yeah, I mean, in the meantime and in between times, you know, you could obviously be working on your craft, whatever that is that you do. And then, you know, working on music, you know, whatever the genre or style of music that you like to do, you know, work on that. You know what I mean? And so.
And there's a lot of platforms, right, Calvin? I mean, I use there's a Soundstripe and there's different YouTube. You can upload your art and get the word out there. There's so many ways to get some visibility, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. So I you're in the studio. You know I'm going to ask you if you've got a little beat or a little tune you want to play for us. Putting you on the spot. We need a song, Calvin.
Oh my God.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
You got a little rhythm in your heart today that you want to share with us?
You put me on the spot. I'm going to have to go over here and, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Cut things on and, you know.
Okay, you do that. While you're doing that, I'm going to do some plugs. So Calvin's going to set up something and drum us out or play us out. And I want to give you guys another plug. We're going to be in South Beach on the 14th through the 17th for the pandemic casting for the documentary. Also, San Juan, Puerto Rico, New York, Manhattan, Times Square, right after that. If you're in those areas or around those areas, and Greensboro, North Carolina as well, following, and you have a pandemic story, if you have a COVID-19 survival story, if you just want to share and talk about your experiences as an entrepreneur, an essential worker, or anything of that nature, please reach out to us. My email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. You can also DM me at capaquariusmedia on Instagram. And for all intents and purposes, you know, use the email for the show, the startup with Monique LeRae @gmail.com. So we would love to hear from you. And and after that, we've got more cities, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show. Calvin, while you're setting up, why don't you give everybody your social media handles where people can find you?
Okay, you can find me on Facebook. It's Calvin Napper. To find me on Facebook, it's my first and last name. And then on Instagram, it's @calcoon71.
Nice.
On Instagram, @calcoon71. Or you can also put in Calvin Napper, and you should be able to find me on Instagram, but it's @calcoon71.
Okay. And that then someone you want to link up with, for sure, if you're trying to learn music. I mean, are you available to for mentorship, to be hired at events? What's your deal?
Yes. Right now, I mean, you know, of course, I don't necessarily do the lessons thing per se.
Yeah.
Right now I'm recording, you know, I'm recording from home. You know, I record drums and stuff. I do some consultation things.
That's probably a great space right now with everyone being home. That's probably the perfect thing to be doing. I love it.
Exactly.
Right. I'm excited. We're excited to get a little tune here.
Oh, I'm sorry. And my website also is calvinnapper.com.
Perfect.
So so you can go there. You can find out, like, you know, the new CD that I just released, Making Moves. It's on there. You can go there. Like, I also have t-shirts. I have merchandise available in my store.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah,
Making moves on my grind
in my groove. That's the title of my album is Making Moves. And so I have a t-shirt design. And it says Making Moves on my grind in my groove. And it's kind of like a universal language kind of thing, because, you know, everybody's making moves in life and they're grinding in their own way, you know, in their groove.
I love that.
Yeah. And so it's a great thing now from my album. It's a song titled Sip and Chill. And that's one of the, I think from my album, that's one, like, one of the songs that everybody's taken a liking to.
So I'm gonna get definitely it. Timely right now. We're all going to be sipping and chilling.
Really? Yes.
Whatever is in your cup. Water, coffee, wine, Hennessy, vodka. Yeah.
I'm not telling you what to put in your cup, okay?
Right.
That's
up to you. Well, that's going to be really great. We're going to link up and do some stuff with that song as well. Shout out to my wine sponsor again, Michael Sober Family Wine. Thank you so much for your generosity and keeping us on the air, and all the sponsors and partners here left. It's 444 at, so Calvin, no pressure. If you can hook up, we'd love to hear a little something.
Okay.
And, if not, then we can try it later. What do you think?
Oh no. I'm going to right now.
Okay, good.
Nicole. Monique.
All right, you guys.
Also, Monique. Also, I wanted to say before I play this song, you were talking about Sipping and Chill. Thank you so much for sending me this rosé, this dry rosé. It's actually good. I tasted it. It's really good. Michael Solberg, shout out to Michael Solberg, the wines.
Nice.
And so I'll be sipping and chilling quite a bit to this, just to let you know.
Fabulous. Yes. That's what it's for. We love that. And we call that one a brosé because it looks very feminine, but it's strong like a brosé.
It is. And that's what I was like, wait a minute. I tasted it and I was like, oh, you know what? This does have a little masculinity to it.
Yeah. Well, cheers, Calvin. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm gonna play a little bit of Sip and Chill. And
let's
hopefully,
go.
If you're at home right now and you have a glass in front of you, whatever, some lemonade or tea or whatever, like you said, vodka, wine, you know, just chill. See, there, your water. You're sip and chill right now.
Sip and chill, everybody. Sip and chill. This is Calvin Napier. Here we are.
Throw something on the grill. Take my mind to a quiet place. throw something on the grill. Take my mind to a quiet place. Throw something on the grill. Take my mind to a quiet place.
Have a good one. Take care.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.